This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Mini Beanies, it's Laura Beanie here. Last podcast, we pretty please asked your big person to hit that subscribe or follow button. Did they do it? Well, did they? It really helps us make even more podcasts, so pretty please ask them to do it. Pretty please. Push the button. Push the button. Push, push the button. Button, push the button. Push, push the button. Okay, you get the idea. On with the show.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura.
Mim.
And Michael.
Today we might be the champions of the world.
Of champions.
Woo! Yeah, champions!
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Fastest time to eat a burrito. 32 seconds. Most objects juggled while riding a unicycle. 7. Longest fingernails. 1,306 centimetres. Fastest team of 2 to solve a Rubik's Cube puzzle. 12 seconds.
Laura! Michael! Hurry! It's an emergency!
What? What is it? Mim, are you okay? We're coming!
Hurry, it's an emergency!
Hi.
What's wrong?
Who stole my spaghetti?
So I got this book from the library.
A book? What?
But you said emergency. Is this a book emergency?
Yes. So this book is called The Guinness Book of World Records, and it's full of amazing people who can do amazing things. You might even call them champions. And
what?
Huh?
And they are champions of basically anything. Silly stuff, really, like furthest throw of a ping pong ball into a cup, 11 metres. Most T-shirts removed while bouncing a soccer ball on your head, 23. And even the most pasta eaten in 3 minutes.
How much?
It's 950 grams.
Ooh, I could beat that.
Exactly. We should break a Guinness World Record and go in the champion book of champions.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, and then we could have a talk about what is and isn't an emergency. Mim?
Let's go. Okay, so first we have to pick which record to break. I was thinking we should stick with what we know. Spaghetti.
Okay, how about most spaghetti worn on your head, the tallest spaghetti, the most spaghetti eaten ever, the most delicious spaghetti ever.
Michael, take a breath.
How about the largest bowl of spaghetti? It says here 7,900 kilograms.
Whoa.
That's big.
Huge.
Massive.
Giant. Let's do it.
First, we need a plan.
Yes, without a plan to win, you're planning to fail. Step 1, get a huge bowl.
On it! What?
Hey, Michael, wait, there's more steps in the plan.
I'm on it, Beanies!
Okay, step 2, get lots of spaghetti.
Step 3, get lots of sauce.
Step 4, get lots of cheese.
Step 5, put it all together.
Step 6,
win it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go get sauce and the cheese.
And we have heaps of spaghetti here at Beanie's HQ, so I'll start counting it to make sure that we have enough.
Mm-hmm.
And break.
One spaghetti, 2 spaghetti, 3 spaghetti, 4 spaghetti. 203 spaghetti, 204 spaghetti, 205 spaghetti. I wonder how Michael is going. I'll just call him to check in.
Michael Beanie here. Michael is the name and Beaning is the game. How can I help you?
Michael, it's Mim.
Mim who?
Mim Beanie.
Oh, hi.
Don't you have my number saved in your phone? We've been friends for like 7 years now.
Yeah. I'll get on to it.
Hey, where are you?
bowling.
Do you mean getting a giant bowl?
Yep. Bowling.
Okay. Oh, great. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello. I'm after your largest bowl.
Oh, sorry, sir. This is a bowling alley. You know, for 10-pin bowling.
Oh, no.
So, can I set you up with some shoes?
Oh, no. Oh, actually, yes.
Size?
10.
Colour?
Oh, yes, please.
Who are you playing with today?
Oh, hang on.
Hi, best friend.
Hi, Laura. I'm at the bowling alley and...
Ooh, nice. Do they have any bowls there?
Well, the guy said no, but then he asked if I wanted to go bowling, so do you want to?
Actually, Michael, I have to go. Sorry, I just got to the shops for sauce and for cheese. But I'll see you back at Beanie's HQ with the biggest bowl ever. Okay, bye. Hello, I need all of the sauce, please.
Sorry, what?
All the sauce.
Tomato sauce?
Yes.
Or red sauce?
Yes. All of it. All of the sauce you have, I will take all of it.
Sorry, I'm a little confused. What kind of sauce?
All of them.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, we might be here for a while.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your favourite colour?
Pink?
Me too!
1,103 spaghetti, 1,104 spaghetti, 1,105 spaghetti.
Champion of the world, of champions.
Okay, I'm up to 1,105 spaghetti. Hello, Mim speaking.
Mim, want to go bowling?
What?
Bowling!
Yeah, the biggest bowl you can find. Then get back here.
Oh, right, I forgot. Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, where was I? 1,200... Oh, no. One spaghetti, two spaghetti, three spaghetti.
Yes!
Yes! Nice one, Michael Beanie. Must be those lucky socks I sent you.
Wow. Yeah, thanks, Larry, from the Bowling Stones in the Beanies podcast episode called Power. I think you might be right.
Lucky socks. Lucky.
Yeah. Would you like them back?
Nah, that's all right, mate. You keep them.
Wow. Thanks, Larry. I need them. I actually haven't been that lucky today.
Oh, what's wrong?
Well, I came here to the bowling alley to find the biggest bowl in the world, but they don't sell bowls here at all.
That is unlucky.
Sure is. Now where will the Beanies put our Guinness Book of World Record breaking amount of spaghetti?
That's a good question, Michael Beanie, and not one that I have ever heard before. Hang on. I have an idea. In fact, I might have a giant bowl, or you might say an empty swimming pool.
An empty swimming pool? Well, that's perfect. Wow, these are lucky socks.
Come on.
Let's go. I've got to tell Laura and Mim.
Hi, best friend.
Laura, I did it. I got a giant bowl.
Wow, Michael, I knew you could do it.
So that's when I decided to turn my life around. It's been hard, but it's worth it.
Wow, what a life story.
Oh, so that comes to 5,200.
Oh, I also need all of the cheese.
All of the cheese?
All of
as
the cheese. All of it.
As in parmesan?
Yes.
And mozzarella?
Yes, all of the cheese. Thank you so much. Hey, so what'd you do next?
Well, after my tumultuous life-altering tragedy, I took up pottery. I just really love working with clay.
Wow. Tell me more about that.
Well, it all started with my mother. $1,623 spaghetti, $1,624 spaghetti, $1,625 spaghetti.
What?
Oh, okay. 1,625 spaghetti. Do not forget, Mim. 1,625 spaghetti. Hello, Mim speaking. 1,625 spaghetti.
I did it! I got the giant bowl! It's Michael, by the way.
Wow, Michael! I didn't knew you could do it!
Thanks.
Get back here with the bowl ASAP, which means as soon as possible. 1,625 spaghetti.
I know! I'll see you at ASAP o'clock.
No, that's not how you... Okay, bye!
Bye!
Bye! 1,254... Oh, seven... Oh, spaghetti. Oh, no. One spaghetti. Two spaghetti. Three spaghetti. Four spaghetti. So I thought my passion was pottery, but now it might be quilting or candle making. I just don't know.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that comes to $10,492. But because we're best friends now, I'll give you 10% off. So that's...
$9,442.80. Thank you.
Wow, good math.
Thanks. Hey, since we're best friends, do you want to come over and break the world record for the largest bowl of spaghetti ever?
Do I?
Do you?
Do I?
Yeah, that's what I asked.
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, let's go. World's largest bowl of spaghetti, here we...
Oh, did you say the world's largest bowl of spaghetti?
I did.
Oh, well, I quite enjoy spaghetti.
Do you? Me too! Let's be best friends.
Oh. 3,590 spaghetti. 3,591 spaghetti. 3,592 spaghetti. Oh, you made me lose count again.
Oh, sorry, Mim. Well, no time for counting. Quickly, get that spaghetti out the back. The giant bowl will be here any second.
Oh, wow. Oh, how's it getting here?
Yeah, back it up, back it up. Yeah, turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around. Knife and fork on the outside. All right, yeah. Here we go.
Wow, Michael. What is that?
The largest bowl in the world.
It looks more like an empty swimming pool.
Yeah, same thing.
I guess you're right.
Thanks, Larry. So lucky you own a crane big enough to move an empty pool over to our place for a tick.
Yeah, so lucky. Ha ha ha.
Well done, everyone. We're here. Thanks, Mrs. Bus Driver. Oh, my goodness. I didn't even ask you. What's your favourite colour?
Oh, it's blue.
Oh, wow. That's my best friend Mim's favourite colour. You should come to our spaghetti party.
Laura! Laura!
Mim? Laura?
Michael!
Michael, shh. Laura!
Oh, hey!
Laura, who are all these people? Are they here to steal our world record?
Oh, no, they're not. They're here to help us make the spaghetti and to help us eat it afterwards.
I don't think we're going to need any help in that department.
Okay, but we have to make sure when the champion of the largest bowl of spaghetti gets written down in the Guinness Book of World Records that it says the Beanies, starring Mim Beanie and Laura and Michael.
Okay.
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 Okay. Put the spaghetti in the pool.
Spaghetti in the pool.
Check. Put the sauce on the spaghetti in the pool.
Sauce on the spaghetti in the pool.
Check. Put the cheese on the sauce in the spaghetti in the pool.
Cheese on the sauce in the spaghetti in the pool.
Check.
Wow, it's all coming together. We're totally going to get that prize.
Now it's time to call up the Guinness Book of World Records and have them measure our spag.
I've got the number right here.
Hello?
Hello? Guinness Book of World Records, it's Mim Beanie speaking.
Hello?
And Laura and Michael.
Shh. And I need to know if you can come and measure our attempt to break the world record for the largest bowl of spaghetti ever.
I'm afraid I'm a bit busy right now.
What?
Hi, what's your favourite colour?
Shh. Oh, please, 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 can you come now? The bowl's ready and I don't know how much longer Michael will wait to eat it.
I am pretty hungry.
I'm sorry, Mimbini. You should have called earlier than 5 seconds before you need me to come measure it.
Oh, no!
Mim, what's wrong?
Laura! I ruined the whole thing!
Laura! As in Laura Beanie.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes, it is Laura Beanie. Who is this?
It's Guinness McBook.
Guinness McBook? You're my best friend!
I sure are, in fact. I'm right here!
Wow!
Guinness McBook and I met at the shop and then I invited him to our spaghetti party.
Wow! That's so lucky!
It is lucky, isn't it, Larry?
Sure is, Michael Beanie. Lucky as a lucky sock.
Hey? Yeah.
Lucky sock.
Lucky sock.
Guinness McBook, since you're here, would you be able to measure our spaghetti?
Well, anything for my best friend, Laura Beanie.
Ah, stop it.
I thought I was your best friend.
I thought I was your best friend.
Now let's see here. Larry, would you hold the end of that tape measure?
Sure.
All right, stretch it out. Laura, you hold that bit.
Got it.
Music Wizard, you hold the middle.
Got it.
Spaghetti Monster, you hold over here.
Oh, got it.
Wow, this is a big bowl of spaghetti. Do you think he knows it's a pool and not a bowl?
Shh.
I hereby declare this bowl of spaghetti to be the biggest bowl of spaghetti ever! The Beanies and Friends have broken the Guinness World Record for the largest bowl of spaghetti. Congratulations!
We did it! We're the champions!
Of the world!
Of champions!
Hello? Guinness McBook speaking. Even bigger, you say? Oh. Well, that changes everything. I hereby declare this bowl of spaghetti to not be the biggest bowl of spaghetti ever.
Oh.
Sorry. Someone just made a bigger one. Just then. Ah, well.
Ah, well?
Ah, well?
Mim, take a deep breath. Oh, Mim, it's okay. Ruined. It's okay. Not you too, Spaghetti Monster.
I just wanted to be the champion of the world.
Of champions.
Since the dawn of time.
What have we done?
Well, hello, Beanies, and what are we up to? Wow, okay, what is going on? This looks like an emergency.
Yes, it is. See, Mim, this is a real emergency.
Okay!
Whoa, everyone, calm down. Larry, Mim, Spaghetti Monster, Shop Assistant, Crowd, take 3 deep breaths with me. Okay, now, what is going on?
Well, Professor, I...
Laura, why don't you tell me?
Well, we were trying to break the Guinness World Record for the largest bowl of spaghetti ever, and we did!
Wow!
But only for 1 second, and then someone else made a bigger one.
Oh.
And now all my best friends are crying!
Yes, I can see that. Now, everyone, it is a bit sad when we don't win things. But look at what you've made. Behold, a swimming pool unlike any other. Instead of shimmering water, it brims with a mesmerizing sea of perfectly cooked spaghetti strands. The atmosphere is infused with the intoxicating aroma of rich, velvety tomato sauce, its notes of sun-ripened tomatoes, aromatic basil, and a hint of garlic wafting through the air stirs the senses with anticipation.
Huh?
Wow.
And oh, the cheese! Like a blanket of snowy indulgence, it cascades over the spaghetti, a treasure trove of creamy delight.
This is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
The love and dedication poured into crafting this edible masterpiece is palpable. And with every bite, you are transported to a realm where culinary dreams come true.
Yeah, I guess.
Now you may not hold the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest bowl of spaghetti, but it's pretty big. So let's enjoy.
Yay!
It's spaghetti time. Yes!
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of
Guinness McBook.
How tall is Guinness McBook? The tallest man in the world or the second tallest?
What does Guinness McBook sound like? The loudest voice in the world or the second loudest?
What does Guinness McBook smell like? Is he the smelliest man in the world or the second smelliest after Michael Beanie?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
Guinness McBook.
Now time for a song.
I pin on my blue ribbon, it's extra blue.
Extra cobalt blue.
I got it from the ribbon giver, and you can too. But not this particular ribbon, cause this one's mine and it's extra blue. You can have your own blue ribbon if you do what I can do. Cause I'm the champion of the world of champions. Then double it. I'm standing on the podium cause I came first.
Extra first.
This particular podium is taller than all the other podiums that have ever existed in the history of the world. Since the dawn of time. From the podium I can see a little bit further than I could before I got on the podium. Just to clarify, this podium is taller than if you put a big book on a regular, very tall podium. But taller than that, I'm reminded that I'm here, cause I'm the champion of the world of champions. If you want to be like me, be the best that you can be, then triple it. Extra gold medal shines upon my chest. Pride Spotlight. Brighter than the rest. Let's do loud, loud cheers. Ringing in your extra ears. And we can clearly see this is what you're meant to be. You really had no clue. The champion was you. Cause you're the champion of the world. Champion of the world. Now quadruple it.
Well, I don't know about you beanies and crowd, but I'm stuffed.
Me two.
Me three.
Me four and double it.
Professor, thanks for coming and showing me that winning isn't always everything.
Well, that's okay. It is good that you want to win and try your best. But it is very important to not let it get you down. And whether or not you win, you have still had fun trying and learning. That is the most important thing. And really what makes a true champion.
Oh.
I get it.
Good.
So, I am the champion. Yes!
Maybe you could borrow the Guinness Book of World Records from the library.
And see if you can beat one of them.
But it doesn't matter if you can't. It's fun to try anyway.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you enjoy today's podcast, Mini Beanies? Want to know even more about it? You can find all sorts of fun activities like worksheets, colouring, sing and dance along videos, and so much more via the links in our show notes. There is even a link to get your own Mini Beanie t-shirts. I got mine. It says, Professor Mini Beanie. Ha ha ha. The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.